What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? I'm Rob Cicerino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of March 2nd, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF is back here today. Brand new month of March to talk about all of the most interesting news stories. And here we are back with two of my great friends to talk about everything that's happening. First, a man, Pickleball's top influencer. Here he is, the great Tyson Apostle. Be cool.
Very cool. Be cool. What's up, guys? I'm here. I'm back. I went on a top secret mission over the weekend to St. George, Utah, that will all be revealed in due time.
Did you erect a monolith?
Oh, dude, I wish I would have thought of that. It was cold there, dude. The warmest place in Utah was freezing cold. And I have to say, I'm quite happy to get back to Arizona right now, currently. Because I can be outside right now and not smell my skin burning. But later in the year, you can smell it. I'm building the pickleball empire still, and I do have a new contract that's not officially announced, but it has officially started with Pickle Play app, which is an app to connect with other pickleball players. It's like the Strava of pickleball. And I'm on there. You can find me on there. They have a chat feature. They have some other cool stuff. So
the Strava of pickleball. Sounds like you got to wear some kind of like monitor on your wrist to see how much wrist action is going on.
No, you plug in afterwards, like your game scores and points if you want to, and then you can connect and find courts and find other players in your area.
The racket's not Bluetooth. It doesn't tell you like how you're
that would
not
be nice.
Yet.
Yeah.
You're gonna That's phase two. So I'm on there, and anytime I travel, I jump on and try and find a place to play pickleball. So if you play pickleball or are thinking about playing pickleball or just want to connect with me or just want to support me, downloading the app costs you nothing and would be a very cool support of you guys.
Be cool.
Be cool.
Yeah. All right. And Danny Bryson, how are you today?
Good. I just thought, like, what if Tyson got his Bluetooth pickleball paddle and all of a sudden I'm following him on the pickleball Strava and it's showing him doing a lot of paddle activity around 11:30, 12 at night.
What would that mean?
Just, you know, like he incorporates paddle play at home in the bedroom.
With the Bluetooth paddle just to get the paddle.
What I'm saying is that sometimes Bluetooth devices can give up secrets, and so can Strava or the pickleball Strava to be like, what is Tyson doing at the Flying J at 11:30 at night with his pickleball paddle?
What kind of secrets has Strava revealed about you, Danny?
Well, I mean, Strava, you can see where everyone is on the mountain, who they're with, who they're next to. I mean, mine would just reveal I'm alone a lot of the time. But that's just a thought I had.
You're with your bros.
Yeah, but I run mostly
away from
myself.
Your family. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway is that how incredibly much you are away from your family.
Yeah, conversely, I'm actually with my family probably more than the average guy.
Because you should do.
How could that be?
Yeah.
Because I spend so much time at home. Yeah, I might run for 5 hours, but I'm not working for nine like or eight or nine.
Yeah, but you go on adventure. You go on overnight adventures every week.
Yeah, and some people go on overnight work assignments or whatever.
Yeah, but those people aren't happy.
I'm just saying, Tyson, if I kept a journal of the time spent with my family, I think it'd blow your mind.
So should we invent the reverse Strava where it actually just clocks how often you're at home around your family?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Just to prove it to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. How much time is Danny with his family versus how much time is Danny away from his family? Maybe in a normal year, Danny, but I can't imagine that there's probably a lot of people that have been working from home and not too far away from their family for a very long time.
Those people are record breakers like yourself, Rob. Yeah. Those people are they're on a different level. Yeah.
I'm just saying in the average. I haven't been away from my family for more than the length of a podcast in a year, Danny.
Yeah. Call Guinness.
Yes.
I do. You know what you should do?
Yeah.
You should pick up pickleball.
Who?
You.
Who am I going to play against?
You get download Pickle Play app.
Mm-hmm.
Mark that you're looking for games.
Yeah.
Put your pickleball level skill level in there, and then it'll match you up.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me text my wife and see if she might be interested in some paddle play.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get you a Bluetooth paddle prototype.
Hobby.
So I'll send you a Gamma Hellbender. That's the perfect paddle for what you've got in mind. Yeah.
I won't. All right. All right. Are you ready to talk about some new innovations in the world of HR when it comes to hiring or maybe going on your next job interview?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, have you had any interesting job interview experiences, either of you? I mean, Tyson, have you gone on many job interviews?
No, but I did go on a job interview
before. With who?
Me and my roommate in college thought it would be smart to be night stock boys at the grocery store, thinking we didn't factor sleep into our equation. And we thought,
of course not.
We'll stock shelves at night and then we'll party all day. And so we went in and the guys were playing like hard to get. The manager was, and he was like, well, we'll let you know in a couple weeks. By the time I drove, this was before cellular telephones were super popular. By the time I drove home from the interview, they had left a message to ask if I could start that night.
Dude, you're a rare thing in the stock boy industry with that height and the leg, I mean, arm reach.
And also my IQ.
Yeah.
And so then.
Exactly.
So then I go to the job and the manager that's above me, what he would do on his days off was go to the library so that he could sit in an air conditioned room and just spend the whole day at the library enjoying the air conditioning. And I knew at that moment that I was never going to reach the heights I wanted to reach by staying in that job. So 3 hours into it, I said, you guys can count this as a freebie. I thought I could do this, but I definitely cannot. I have to go. And never went back for my check until desperation years later. I went back to see if they had my check and they were sending me to corporate because they said they had, by law, they had to pay me. So I went hunting for my $18 check and could not ever track it down.
Wow.
Wow.
It's probably amassing a huge fortune right now somewhere.
Yeah, it's like $22 by now.
Well, this was like 25 years ago.
Maybe 30.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe 10 hundred million.
No, probably not.
Was it $18 of Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Yeah. $18 of Bitcoin in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe 1996, mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah. So anyways, that's my only job interview and it went very well. I'm pretty good at interviews.
Yeah. Okay. So you're one for one.
Yeah. Danny?
I got asked a weird question. I went for an interview at a local ski resort and they asked me who my best friend was. I didn't say Tyson. I didn't really know him at the time. And then they asked me why he was my best friend. And that those two questions weirded me out so much that when they called for the second interview, this isn't for me.
You politely declined.
Yeah, a place that wants to know about my best friends. I like,
yeah.
saying, oh, this person is my best friend out loud felt really weird.
Yeah.
I think I worked at a ski resort before, and I think I did have to go in for a job interview, but it was not memorable.
Did they ask about your best friends?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But my best friends were also there working with me.
Mm-hmm.
That probably would have helped. Oh, yeah. Or hurt.
I think it helped and hurt.
Well, the job interview process can be imperfect. Sometimes you get asked about who's your best friend.
Uh-huh.
All sorts of different things could be depending on like how the interviewer is feeling that day. What if we introduced some artificial intelligence to the interview process? Would that make it better or worse?
It would make it way better, but the answers you give aren't as important as the measurement of your vitals in those moments to determine whether or not you're being sincere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Watching where the hot blood is circulating in your
exactly.
body.
So some recent advances in technology have allowed companies to start using different technology.
Oh, I had another job interview.
Yes.
Yule on Survivor, Winners at War, asked if I was if I was in charge of the free world, if I would be a benevolent leader. And I was like, that's by far the stupidest question anybody's ever asked me.
Because as an evil leader, I would never answer this with the answer, I would be an evil leader.
Exactly. And also, he was so sincere about it that I just like I was like just looking at him like, I don't even know what to say to that. It's so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did say, I would like to think so, but power can drive humans a different direction.
Yes.
Yes.
The robot would see right through that, Tyson.
And what did you
absolute
say?
Power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah. Was he hiring for the leader of the world?
I think he was actually looking for the leader of the world that he was
well
in charge of.
With all, Google.
I mean, maybe. And so I answered, and I think he did his regular like, and then we parted our ways. Everything is so superficial and just surface that you can never get in deeper with that guy.
Do you think that he found a different survivor to rule the world?
No, I think I think actually that was an AI interviewee test because it felt like I was getting interviewed by a robot.
Yeah. So there are different advances that are coming to interviewing. For a while, companies have been using chatbots to interview prospective applicants for positions. Danny, do you think that you could pass a job interview with a chatbot?
Most people in this article said, most people don't know they're talking to a chatbot. I'd like to think I could spot a chatbot, but I also think I'd get past the chatbot.
How do you spot it if you're talking to a chatbot? Do you just ask something totally off the wall?
Well, anytime it sounds to me, it's very similar to like customer support. It sounds like they were looking for a job and then a chat window opens up. The minute I see a chat window open up without me initiating anything, I'm like, this is an AI I'm about to talk to.
Yeah, but the thing is I know that too. So I ask a long enough and weirdly worded enough question that the chatbot cannot respond without connecting me to a real person.
Yeah, because somewhere in some server, it's starting to smoke. It's like a logical puzzle I can't solve it's an AI.
I noticed you had a question about billing. How may I help you? And then you're like, well, what's happening is actually my phone and computer at the same time are not working. I'm unable to blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, and then a little bit while later, it's like, hi, this is Miles. It seems to me that you're having this problem. Yeah, that's what I think in an interview process and you figure out it's an AI.
You've just passed stage one.
Your strongest
step. Welcome to the team.
Your strongest play is to confuse the AI enough to talk to a human.
Yeah.
Well, who made God?
Is that the question?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of one.
Yeah, that's the question you ask. And then you know at that point if it's a human or an AI because the AI tries to answer it.
Is the question, who is your best friend?
Yeah. If I got that, I wouldn't think that was an AI. That would be a great question for an AI to ask me to trick me, because that would be like that. This is. They also in that same interview asked me about the vibe. Like, what do you feel like is the vibe of this place? I was like, whoa,
Danny. Would you, if you were the leader of the free world, would you be benevolent?
What would the
And you're like,
of the world.
Okay, hard Google, define benevolent.
Yeah.
And then he's like, benevolent is the act of, and you're like, okay, AI spotted.
By the way, I thought this was a great idea. Using an AI up front.
Yeah.
Because you probably get tons of applicants. Yeah. And so the AI can just kind of get rid of the people who had no chance.
What about for dating? Could you use this on a dating app? Or then, or do you send your chatbot to go do like go through all the applications?
No, I think that's genius. Like if you're the kind of person getting that many hits on Tinder that you need an AI to filter them through,
then
yeah, that would help.
Sure.
Chatbot.
Yeah. All right. So the chatbot's just one part of the AI coming to job interviews. But there are also companies that are using like facial recognition software to analyze your facial reactions. So and from those facial expressions, like and your tone and your word choice, the software will analyze if you're right for the role.
So the second that I figure out it's an AI interviewing me, my face turns to an indignant look.
Rage.
Where, yes. Where I'm just like, are you kidding me? You're going to do this with me? And then I'm obviously going to have some fun with the AI. So if like they're looking for somebody who is trying to outsmart the AI at every corner, but in a playful manner, then I'm the right guy for the job.
You're their guy.
Yep. Do you think it would help if Danny was interviewed by maybe a teledildonic style robot?
Because I could sympathize with it.
And it would measure your vitals.
Yeah, a lot more. By the way, I would much rather be interviewed by an AI than a human. Like, I would feel more comfortable. I think that's why they have the AI priest. You know, there's so many things that I think we're willing to say to an AI.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's perfect. Yeah, because then I don't think it's built into AI to be judgmental.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They can superficially be judgmental, but you know that that's not sincere.
Like if the AI asked, who's your best friend? And you said, I actually don't have any friends.
And then the AI goes,
like, okay,
you're a naughty, naughty boy, Danny. That doesn't feel bad. Who cares?
But is it sophisticated enough to be able to like give you feedback response? Like I understand like the AI.
Not yet.
Yeah. Right. You know, it can be very confusing. It gets to like specifically word your requests of that. That my son has this problem where he uses the iPad and he I don't want to set everybody's phones off, but he asks the lady in the iPad, can you show me a picture of every single fish that you could ever catch in Animal Crossing New Horizons and show them to me right now, please? Like, I'm like, Dom, that's not going to, you have to, like.
Yeah, that's too confusing. He's already confusing AI.
Yeah, we're not there yet with AI, but with the priest, I think a priest might be easy. Like, say,
no,
10 Hail Marys and.
Yeah, no, you confess to me, I'll be the robot priest, dude. There's only one thing.
Okay.
He only has one response. Go ahead.
Forgive me, Father Tyson, because I have sinned. Sometimes when
I bought a Bluetooth paddle.
That is naughty, but you are forgiven.
I also don't tell my wife when I give my kids the iPad when she's sleeping and I'm supposed to be watching them, but I'm recording a million podcasts and she tells me that my kids are not allowed to be unsupervised, but they're in the next room and they're just playing video games and I can hear them if there's any problems, but she said that she doesn't want me to and I don't tell her.
That is naughty, but you are forgiven.
Okay.
Nice. That's easy. We could build that. Tyson could probably build that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could actually just record it right now and I could give you guys set up a Google phone number for you guys to call and confess. And then that's the response you'll
get. Probably a little bit easier though to trick people when it's just text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why the chatbot gets by so many people.
Yes.
I know the AI in the job interview process sounds like it's dehumanizing, but some of the experts are saying that it can cut down on the role that specific human biases play in the hiring process. And there's a chance that you will have a more fair search and end up with getting the best people or the people that are the best at hacking the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Either way, hacking the system sounds like a skilled individual.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody you want to hire. Yeah. We can't tell if they are tricking us or sincere. They are perfect for this job either way.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about a new thing. And I'm not sure if this is a new thing, but there is a airline that is allowing people to pay to book empty seats on a flight. This is the airline Emirates Airlines. They're allowing customers in economy class to buy the seats next to them and keep them empty. Is this new?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Okay.
This because a lot of if you buy a ticket and it does not get used, you then forfeit your seat and they can put somebody next to you.
Okay.
So that has happened in the past. And we've actually covered a story where a family wasn't using one seat because one of their children wasn't with them. So they went to put their feet up and they had put somebody else in the seat.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't this the best business decision that the airlines could make? I mean, wouldn't it be the best if like the ideal situation for the airline to be one person buys a ticket, they buy empty seats for the rest of the plane. I mean, this is like the ultimate win for the airlines, right?
Yeah. Any cheap flight, like, you know how sometimes you find a flight that's like $50, I'm buying out the whole plane.
Mm-hmm. Now,
oh, that would be so cool. I'd love that.
That it sounds like that this is happening like at the ticket window where, you know, I don't know if you can buy the empty seats ahead of time. It's you get to the airport and they're like, hey, there's nobody in your seat right now, but there might be somebody there. Would you want to pay? They're not charging as much as to like a full ticket for the flight.
But no,
it's like
I'm
a
taking
subtle
my
threat.
Risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking my risk then because at that point I'm like, I'm not falling for your upcharge, dude.
They're not even charging that much.
Yeah, between $55 and $165 to book the empty seat.
If by the time you get to the airport and it's empty, you probably have like an 80% chance that it's going
to
save.
Yeah, I get that. But what you're paying for is just to be assured that, you could roll the dice, you know, pick the seat, look at the airplane in advance. You know, I get to pick your seat and be like, oh, nobody's there yet. But you could just guarantee an empty seat next to you, almost a whole row. You can do a whole row. Can you, Rob?
I think you can like sit in the middle and get the seat on both sides. Of
awesome. Yeah. Yes, that is that's just awesome.
So you're paying $100. So you're paying $100 extra on every flight you're on, Danny, to ensure that nobody's sitting next
to you. At least. Maybe
my wife would never allow that.
Yeah. So listen, I'm sitting there behind the Emirates counter and Rob's on the flight. Yep. And I'm like, okay, Rob, your flight to London from Dubai, because that's where they're out of. You're on a row all by yourself right now. Would you like to purchase those two seats? It leaves in 10 minutes. Would you like to purchase those two seats for $100 to ensure that nobody sits in them? Or do you want to roll the dice and keep that hundo for alcohol on the flight?
Ooh, I mean, got a Vegas vibe here going.
Yeah. I mean, is it during COVID?
Who cares?
I'd probably pay the extra.
The extra hundo?
Yeah,
if it's during COVID.
It's only 100. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why
that's
not?
That's why all these companies are making hand over fist in cash.
I mean, no, they're making people flying anyway. I mean, chances are the seat was going to be empty to begin with. They're just making extra money.
That's what I'm saying. So why are you paying them when there's a good chance it's still going to be empty?
Because it's not 100% sure it's going to be empty.
So you'd rather pay $100 for a 100% guarantee rather than pay nothing for a 90% chance.
I don't think it's 90%. I mean, if 95. You're seeing it as the gate is about to close the doors, then yeah, that's a 99%. But here's the problem is planes aren't necessarily, some planes are empty, but all the planes I've flown in currently are jam packed. I haven't flown in an empty plane in the last year.
I mean, the only way I'm doing this is if I'm at the gate and I see like a few passengers with like German shepherds and then Pony Lady.
Pony, yeah.
And keep then I'm for sure like
gate and
I'm buying a whole
there.
Circumference yeah. and German shepherds and somebody with like a cane corso or whatever that giant dog, all the scariest dogs in the world are there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just know this type of person is going to encroach in my personal space with their pet and think that I love it.
What if you could buy all the seats next to you? So you buy three seats and then you've brought with your, with you. Some
no,
clips.
I'm buying rows.
Okay. You're buying, you bought a row. You brought
no,
some
multiple
clips.
Rows, the row in front of me, the row behind
me. No, I'm just saying realistically, you just, could you build like a little containment unit for yourself
yeah.
and then take your mask off inside of it? Cause that would be worth it. Not to have to fly with the mask. Cause you've built a row of like plastic sheeting.
Yeah. so you're going to,
is that possible?
Plastic sheeting on the plane too?
Yeah. Or yeah, something, some kind of material. And then you build yourself a little,
a little
enclosure.
Vacuum system. Yeah, a little vacuum system to vacuum your filter your air and stuff.
You guys remember when I went to Alaska, I had that guy sitting next to me?
Yeah.
Who put the blanket over his head. He built a fort.
Yeah.
So I was thinking the other day about him because it still pops up in my head. And I thought, oh, maybe he was doing that so he could take his mask off and not get yelled at because he was kind of concealed. But then I remembered he not only built the fort, but he also kept his mask on.
Yeah.
But he had probably had the option at that moment to take it off.
Well, no, I don't think you should because I feel like that, you know, he's even if he's in his fort. OK, sure. He's in his bubble when he gets out of the plane. He's not going to wait for everybody else to get off the plane to open the blanket fort up. And I don't think that the blanket fort is
That's
made
true.
Out of the same material.
Dude,
as the mask.
All you no, guys, it, you turn it, the air up on top of you at highest volume
okay.
to brush, all, push all the dirty air, all the dirt. Air, all the dirty air out from away, and it's covering your body in an air shield.
That, what if you didn't like the person in front of
don't
you?
Don't give bad advice.
We have enough bad passengers.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's my theory, and that's why I always crank the coal.
It's a interesting theory, but I do not believe it's a real theory.
Yeah, air shield is a term I just came up with, guys. That's not something that anybody sells or.
I bet someone sells it. the air shield for sure.
Maybe that was silver outside, thrown in outside, not in a enclosed cabin, like an airplane.
And it also matters if that air is being filtered before it's being blown in your face or not,
or if the air is actually fire.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Or if they're pulling the air directly from the bathroom and then pushing it down to your face, like sometimes it smells like could be.
Not the nice idea. Okay.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right. Let's also then talk about this. I thought was very interesting. I saw an article about a woman who is a TikTok user who discovered she pulled up some carpet in her closet to find a hidden staircase that led to a creepy basement.
So exciting.
So awesome.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there was no treasure down the creepy basement. She did find...
did she break the walls and stuff to make sure?
Did she use a black light?
No, she did not. She did not. She did find among a couple of objects a empty pickle jar. And she documented the whole experience on TikTok.
How old was the pickle jar?
It didn't say. She couldn't find a year on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How long had she owned the house?
I'm not sure how long she had it, but it said it took her a year to find the hidden room.
The question is, why was the room hidden to begin with?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Docs in the chat asked if she pulled up the carpet in the basement.
There was no carpet in the basement. It's like a another, it's just like a empty hole in the basement.
To reveal another a set of stairs.
But this is wild because that in the basement were the water heater and fuse box and other things. So how did they get this house that they bought and moved in and they didn't know where the fuse box or the water heater was?
Someone lived in blissful ignorance and luckily without any problems for many years.
That's crazy. And also, aren't you supposed to flush your water heater every year?
Oh, I don't know about that. Maybe.
Danny. I have no idea.
Wow. Is this you guys mm-hmm. as homeowners? Mm-hmm. Well, Rob, you're a renter. But maybe this would have saved you some hassle. I think you're supposed to flush your water heater every year so that it gets all the sediment and stuff out of there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pete in the chat says you are supposed to, but nobody does.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Good. Such a good water heater.
I'm with everybody else.
Okay, fine. Then I will not concern
Tyson's
myself.
Got an outside couch. I mean, I would expect him to know something like that.
Yeah.
I don't have an outside couch. Also, I have an outside TV.
Well, don't you have seating in your outside TV? How do you not have an outside couch with your outside TV?
I have an inflatable hot tub.
Oh, really? You have an inflatable hot tub?
Don't judge
me. And you lick your phone screen?
Danny, this is news to you? I feel like that Tyson talked about it. He has an inflatable hot tub.
Awesome. I have
it's
never
like
heard.
A real tub. A hot tub.
Maybe Tyson told me about it offline.
Yeah, like it sounds like you guys tub, have dude. A side yeah. chat going
but
on.
But I add,
I've never heard
you,
about it.
You can shock the water and you add chlorine to it and everything. It's just like a regular hot tub. It's just inflatable so you can take it down in the summer.
This basement would be a great place for like that's it probably what not. She's done.
It'd build a lot of moisture up, dude. And
look at the picture. It already has mold. It already has mold. It's probably going to make the whole house smell better.
You want to make more mold? Is that what you're trying to do?
I don't think you can from the pictures make more than she's gotten that wood.
How could this be? How could they? She have bought this house and then there was no inspection. Nobody looked at the fuse box, water heater. Like, I'm wondering, could this be
fake? That's a good point.
A lot of these TikTok stories are not real.
You think it's fake?
Your skepticism is warranted because that's a great point. Who doesn't bring in
14
someone? 14
million views on this video on TikTok.
I got to come up with something stupid, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick of not getting 14 million views on TikTok.
Yeah. Because
I'm sick of it.
I don't know. It just seems like, and there was water leaking down there also.
Yeah, that's pretty standard in every house. Water leaking somewhere.
that's just a feature that a lot of homeowners, prospective
don't
homeowners,
know they
don't
have
know
yet.
About.
Yeah.
I mean, not that the comment section is always the best place to go, but looking at the comments on this, somebody says, in a typical real estate transaction, there is a realtor that represents the seller and one that represents the buyer. If that's the case, it's strange that neither were aware that a basement existed. And a home inspector would have discovered that the basement is where the services are located.
Look, I don't know I'm supposed to drain my hot water heaters, but I knew that I had to get an inspection done before I bought a house. Mm-hmm. So
did you
I
see
can't
the
imagine.
Water heater?
I'm kind of, I saw my water heaters, but I'm kind of with Rob. I'm beginning to think that this might be a setup.
Yeah.
A big old hoax.
Yeah. Big old hoax, basement hoax. After
what
that whole
liar.
Story about the guy who found the bomb shelter, he got so much attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she tricked us into covering it on this podcast.
Well, look,
I feel
we're talking
duped.
About it because it's in the news. But, you know, just like the woman who, I made a Valentine for my boyfriend or my husband of all the women he liked on Instagram. Did it really happen?
Yeah.
Did she really get it to him? I don't know. It was big on TikTok, so we talked about it.
Yeah.
But I don't
so
know.
It's probably real.
I wonder if we could bring an AI onto the show and our AI
TikTok.
Could discern without bias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be
so
like,
what it would do
this
is it
not
would,
true.
It would go through all of her previous posts and phone calls and everything throughout the eternity of time and know just by her wording of the post whether or not it's true.
Yeah. All right. So this week, start of a new month, I thought it'd be fun to check in with our listeners in the News AF community. I feel like that we, you know, bring people the news. We inform them every single week, but we are not always getting to hear from the listeners as much as we would like on the show. So I started a thread in our Facebook group, Group AF,
totally free to join the Group AF Facebook group. And we wanted to ask the listeners some questions. And so we started a thread up, and I thought that it'd be fun to check in with the listeners, Danny.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Also, if you have a question, you're watching us here live, either on YouTube or on Twitch, we could take your question as well. All right. So let's see. How about a question? This is from Ryan, who said, 1 month from now is April Fool's. Would Danny, Tyson, and Rob consider an April Fool's edition of News AF where it's just Nicole, Rachel, and Liz on the mic for an hour? Danny, has Liz ever expressed an interest in doing a podcast?
I don't know if I'd want her to be on the podcast. Who knows what things she would say?
Yeah,
I guess I'd have to listen to it.
Do you feel like that would the show, if it was Nicole, Rachel, and Liz, would that show, would it be a similar format at all? And would everybody's respective wives replace their energy on the show?
My wife would definitely put off more of a positive vibe, but I also feel like she would reveal too much information about me.
Mm-hmm.
She always says things that I
like
would
the
never
color
share
of your,
with people.
Like the color of your manhood.
Yeah, stuff. Like I'm not deep, even kidding. Stuff like that. Purple. She'll just like say things in groups. Mm-hmm. What? Why would you say that? Yeah. Like, what made you think that was something I would agree to revealing to the group?
Yeah. All right. So Liz would be more of an oversharer, not as cynical as Danny on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. No, she'd be great. Mm-hmm. She's very positive, very upbeat, but she is an oversharer.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And keep Rachel's whole goal would be to be as silly as possible, mm-hmm. to try and get more laughs than we get in a competitive manner, which would either she'd either hit a home run or fail miserably. And either way, it's going to be more hilarious than what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, I feel like if Nicole was on the show, like I feel like it would be more inappropriate than the podcast that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like chance that that episode of the podcast gets us in trouble more than like our actual episodes.
So you think we should have our wives on the podcast filling in for us once?
If I said next month on when I don't know what day of the week April Fool's is, so like, hey Nicole, I'll do Zoom school. You go do a podcast on. For News AF, I think she would take that trade.
Oh yeah, that's actually a pretty good trade.
Yeah, so we'll see.
So we doing it?
That I don't know. Are you? First off, I don't know if Liz would commit to being on a podcast.
I would want her to do the podcast.
All right, if we could set it up, I'm open. We get a week off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have to hover to make sure that they.
Yeah, I could. It very easily could just go through. Like, wait, hold on. I closed out of the podcast. I closed. What happened? What did I do?
I pushed stop record after you pushed record.
What does this error mean? Yeah.
You have my hand on the kill switch.
Yeah.
Here's the next question for Danny and Rob.
Yes.
Would you be a benevolent leader if you were assigned leader of the free world?
Probably would start off that way.
Uh-huh.
And then it would just end up
in chaos.
Yeah, I think
everybody starts that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, I had such good ideas. I was going to like, oh man, bring in clean energy. And then the next thing you know, it's like everyone's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
It just wouldn't work out. I just don't see it. I don't see me being able to keep it together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
This is, I thought, a thought-provoking question. Jen Infuso says, would Rob and Danny ever hang out together without Tyson? I'm not sure why they'd want to, but just wondering, are they like friends-in-law, like George and Elaine, hanging out without Jerry?
It would be an interesting experiment. Yeah.
It would be. I think we should do that. I think I will start the GoFundMe right now to see if I can get you two.
So Tyson can set up a lunch date somewhere, and then Tyson will be like, okay, you guys are settled.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk away. I'll just be over there if you have any lulls
set
in the conversation.
Set up my cameras. Yeah.
I'll be back. And then Rob and I would just eat a nice meal together, see if we can keep the conversation flowing.
Yeah.
Rob will keep the conversation.
I doubt we'd be able to keep the conversation going.
Yeah, but
I don't think so either.
Rob's default is if he gets himself into trouble conversationally is podcast interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
So like the second you guys don't have anything to talk about, Rob would be like, so Danny, tell me what's going on with your life recently.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, that's a
podcast. Great. That's a great, yeah. But that's a great way to have a conversation, asking about the other person, Tyson.
Yeah. But then Danny would not want to reciprocate. Mm-hmm. So he would be like, good, not much, just doing adventures. And then he'd stop. And then so Rob would have to jump in again and be like, and tell me about this hat you're wearing. And then you'd be like, my wife bought it for me. Thank you very much, Rob.
This is Rob's whole life. He's all about asking questions and moving conversation along. It would not be a problem because he's professional.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Any English-speaking human, I could sit down and have I think a pleasant conversation with them.
Do you think that you would both enjoy that meeting, or would you both wish it were over?
No, I think it'd be fine.
I think Danny is super interesting. I would love to sit down and pick Danny's brain for a while.
Yeah. See? And then I predicted it perfectly. Mm-hmm. That would be fine. Would you... Danny's family owns a house down the canyon from you, Rob. Mm-hmm. And he's probably been there since you've known each other.
No, mm-hmm. I have not.
Okay.
I have not been there because to get there, I have to go through LA and it's just not worth it. It's like to drive any of those roads to get to Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And here's a fun fact.
Look,
guys. This
if
is
I
a
do,
fact
by the way,
audience,
if I do end up there, I will invite Rob to come.
Rob
down
and Danny
out.
Have never done this podcast without me present.
Never.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We've never seen this actually play out ever.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Tyson's a catalyst, right? So he gets things going, flowing. The interactions are electrifying.
Yeah.
Yes, but not necessarily essential. I mean, we've never podcasted without him, but I think
ever.
That we could.
Mm-hmm. No, we never have and we never
there.
Will.
Yeah.
Never.
Oh, okay.
Never.
All right.
Yes.
So, yeah, no problem. I could easily chill with Rob. Okay.
Noah wants to know, I still want to know the real origin story of how Tyson and Bryson met. It's always been ambiguous. I used to think that they were childhood friends. Then I thought Danny cycled professionally with Tyson. And now I don't think either of those answers are correct.
Do you want to field this, Danny?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell it from my perspective.
Okay.
When I was in my 20s, early 20s, I was introduced to this skinny, gangly, large-chested man.
Large-chested?
Tall. Yeah, he's got a swimmer's chest.
And you said man.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the time, not a man. Man-child at that time.
Did you view me as a man, though? Like, when you met me, were you like this guy?
No, of course not. You were a contemporary, and we were introduced at a bike race.
Did Tyson have glasses at that point?
No.
Okay. I did. I wore contacts. At that point.
Yeah. Tyson was incredibly friendly and incredibly strong. Yes. He won the race and basically pulled me across the finish line.
And that's a rare combination. You don't always find incredibly friendly and strong in a person.
Yeah.
It's usually one or the other.
He said, he told me his story. He was living in Europe. He was going to go back. Did I want to come live with him? And I said, yes. And honestly,
I was going to Europe for the first time.
Oh, for the first time.
Yeah.
I thought you'd already been there in my backstory.
No, I hadn't.
Yes.
But he invited me after just knowing him, meeting a couple times. And I was like, sure, I'll go. I'll meet up with you. Mm-hmm. And if you thought meeting Rob for dinner would be awkward, I showed up in Switzerland after barely knowing Tyson and lived with the guy. So,
but that wasn't awkward, was it?
No, not at all.
Together? We lived in a studio apartment together, so we shared a bedroom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it wasn't awkward at all.
Yeah.
It was hard living with Tyson. Tyson's skill level and bikes riding capabilities were through the roof. And I was just kind of like, I'm curious whether or not I could do this. And then I go ride with him and I'd be like, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. It's just too fast.
I mean, the only awkward moment we had is when the neighbor girl showed up at our house unannounced and we weren't there. So she showed herself in and folded all of our clothes for us, but she mixed and matched them and put the dirty clothes with the clean clothes. And it was very awkward when we got
very back. Awkward. Yeah.
And she was like, hey, you guys weren't here. And I was just stopping by to say hi. So what I did was I helped myself in and did your laundry.
Went through all of your stuff.
Went through all of your stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. That was crazy.
That's how we
get people.
That's how we bonded.
Survivor when they do that.
Yeah. For sure. We both of Danny and myself were like, oh, thank
Thanks.
You. No, we have to go now. And then
did you touch these bike shorts that were turned inside out?
Yes.
I hope you washed your hands after.
Yeah, exactly.
Intrusive that this woman came in and then was handling your unmentionables.
She was also a contemporary. She was the same age as us. And we both felt
very uncomfortable.
Like, highly violated. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That did yes. she was she trying to make a attempt at courtship at either of you?
It's very possible.
It could have been possible, but it also, I think Danny and I both friend zoned her hard enough that her only chance was to execute laundry to perfection, and she did not. Yeah. And at that point, we were both like, no.
Okay. Luke McDowell says, we are coming up on St. Patrick's Day this month. What does Danny think of that holiday?
Last year, I gave my opinion on St. Patrick's Day. I saw it as a harmless holiday because no gifts are exchanged. Uh-huh. The expectations are pretty low. Okay. All they do is dye River Green, drink to excess. Well, that's it.
St. Patrick's Day was really one of the first casualties of the lockdown. We're coming up on March 12th is really the day that everything officially shut down. St. Patrick's Day was the first thing to go.
So 4/12/2020 was like, man. That was the day.
3/12.
3/12/2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will be the day that then we'll now get the hashtag never forget in the future.
I don't know. I think that people are going to remember it coming up. When we get to that anniversary, people are going to definitely be, you'll be seeing a lot of like stories people posting about.
Yeah. Are people going to restrain themselves this St. Patrick's Day? Or are they like, no, it's happening. We've got a year, 2 years of buildup.
We're going to see both.
This is the problem that, we make some progress in battling the coronavirus, and then people are like, we did it. And then it's like, we didn't do it yet.
I started celebrating early. I ate some Lucky Charms for St. Patrick's Day that turns the milk green. Yeah. And I ate almost the entire box.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already pre-St. Patrick's Day-ing pretty hard at my house.
Yeah, we're close. We're getting close. Then Luke also wants to know, yesterday was National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. Did Tyson get a jar to celebrate?
No.
Why did it take so long to answer that question? Were you really
because I didn't want to just I did didn't not want to disappoint people. Yeah.
Tyson, did you happen to see that Reese's announced, I saw this as a story today, that they are doing peanut butter cups, that it's peanut butter in peanut butter. It's all peanut butter.
So it's just a glob of peanut butter?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'm confused, Rob. How's that
It's a peanut
work?
Butter cup in a peanut butter shell.
But the peanut butter shell has the consistency probably of chocolate.
Probably. It's not going to be a soft, gooey gob.
It's like softer peanut butter inside of harder peanut butter.
Rachel would love that. I could eat it and would eat it, but, I don't. It's okay. Whatever.
All right. Let's see. How about... if it was available for consumers, would you rather purchase a Boston Dynamics dog, a flat cat, or a robot psycho? Feel free to make this ding, marry, kill. What's a flat cat?
I'm going to look it up. Should I?
Like a squished cat?
Yeah, I don't know.
We must have talked about it.
I don't know. Flat cat.
Someone needs to remind us.
Okay, what are they again?
Shop flat cat. Looks like a flat cat looks like it's a golf putter. I don't know that. Maybe that was a typo. I don't know what a flat cat is.
Why are you asking questions that you don't even know?
Well, I thought that you guys would know what a flat cat was.
Okay, what are the three things again?
A Boston Dynamics dog, robot sicko, or a flat cat.
Flat cat must be another type of robot.
I'm looking up. I just did a search for robot cats.
Yes. It's a flat robot, somebody said.
Boston Dynamic Dog, by the way, if I'm going to answer this question.
Yeah, they're on patrol.
I love that thing. it might be my demise in the future when it and a couple of its friends like beat me to death for some reason. But right now, I'm all about the Boston Dynamic Dog.
Yeah.
It's the cat drone. Is it the cat drone where the guy built the cat around a drone? I don't know.
We don't know.
Some people are saying it's an article from this past week, so it must be a new story.
I don't see anything about the flat cat. Maybe somebody could let us know what a flat cat is.
I mean.
Oh, okay. Here, hold on. It's yes. Oh, it's a creepy robot.
I just got on Gizmodo.
Yes. The
oh my gosh.
Share the flat cat. Basically, yeah. It is.
It's a caterpillar.
Yeah.
It moves like a caterpillar and is all furry. That is a giant caterpillar. I don't know why they call it the flat cat. Maybe because of the fur.
It's flat. And then it moves like an inchworm, and it's like,
Yes. Oh my gosh. Now this is the stuff of nightmares. If I saw this in a darkened room coming towards me and curling, no, I'd much rather see that dog, even with a gun mounted on the top.
And
Tyson, you got to see this video of flat cat.
Can Rob show it to us?
Yeah, let me see what I can do. Give me a second. I'll open it up to show the flat cat in the video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it horrifying?
If you like put this on like somebody's bed and they like walked in the room, they would like just come back with like a baseball bat and just start smashing everything.
Seb coming with a flamethrower.
Do you think the flat cat could be used to do job interviews?
Oh, if the flat cat interviewed me for a job, I would be too unsettled.
I think what you would do is you would put all of the prospective job interview applicants like in a circle, and then you put the flat cat like in the middle
in the room.
Whoever it crawls flinches. To is the person that
it's so like disturbing. Spin the bottle. In the promotional video, the lady pets the cat and it becomes erect. It is this thing is
that
just
what,
the
how they describe
worst.
It?
That's how else can I describe what they show? It's all I have a hard time with a flat cat. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for showing me the flat cat, though. That's going to be a great conversational piece. If I ever get a chance to bring it up, I'm going to.
I'm surprised there weren't more news stories about it. I did a search for it. I didn't see anything. Okay, so here, let me show you some flat cat footage, if I can, here. This is courtesy of Gizmodo.
Okay, oh, that just looks like a cat.
Here is the flat cat walking. Flat.
Oh, it's like a slat. It's like a giant.
No, watch this part. This part right here.
It looks like.
See what I'm talking about?
Case.
That is unsettling.
It looks like an inchworm.
I don't think it reacts to your touch and stuff, and I think it just wriggles around automatically.
I don't like.
That's not a robot.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a robot.
It could be a robot with very little, a couple add-ons.
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh,
be
look, Tyson.
To...
No, look, it turned on with touch.
Mm-hmm. She pushed the button.
Maybe.
She has to buy one and find out. Touching anybody right now.
Yeah. They do want people to touch and interact with it. And its creators, they wrapped it in a soft, fluffy fur. So it looks more like a cat. And it is more like a thick, furry snake.
I swear, this is like from an episode of Star Trek. Like, Captain Kirk goes down to a planet and sees those furry things, and they're all cute at first, and they end up being aggressive.
It looks like a giant slap bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
That kind
but
of
furry.
Slippity slops. Yeah, but yeah. I still think that
you know
it's,
what? It's as good as a cat. You don't have to feed it. And
I'd much rather have this than my cat.
Yeah, you sit on the couch. You can pet it, and then you can go on vacation, and then you don't have to worry about that.
I think calling it a robot is, I mean, taking some liberties.
I would rather have that than a real cat.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but I'd rather have a real robot than that.
That's not
a robot. That is not a robot.
That's fair. Okay.
That's a kid's toy. They push the button and it just flip-flops around like a fish out of water.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Lynch wants to know, what's more fun, driving through a car wash or attending a Nickelback concert? And this is a reference. I posted last night in my Instagram story that one of the things that
both.
My family likes to do for fun is we drive through the car wash.
Okay.
My kids love it.
Do you ever listen to Nickelback while you go through the car wash?
No.
I've been to a Nickelback concert as a joke. And when I got there, it was so painful. It was not even funny to be there.
You walked away with all the merchandise?
No, I left pretty early and it was hilarious for a split second, just as an inside joke. Like, imagine if you and I went there, or imagine if all three of us went there and we looked at each other, we're like, this is funny.
Yeah.
And then you get there and sit down and you're like, it's not 2.5 hours of Nickelback live funny.
Kind of like going to Caligula's as a joke. Oh, this is getting funny real to get a plate real quick. Yeah.
It's funny to get a plate of you reaching for the shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm going to eat cold shrimp here. Yeah. And then you take a picture and then you have to get out immediately. And that's how Nickelback was. It was like dealing with the crowd and the lines and getting there and then watching the pyrotechnics for half a second and laughing. And then that's it. Yeah.
So no question. Car wash.
Car wash.
We're all car wash.
Car wash was a big hit. We got through the car wash and my kids were like, can we do it again? I'm like, I'm not going to drive through the car wash.
Yeah, I took my daughter to the car wash yesterday and she loved it too. I also, there's a new movie on Netflix, I think, called Yes or something, where the parents have to say yes to everything the kids want to do that day. And it is so stupid looking. They go to the car wash and the kids say, you have to roll the windows down as we go through the car wash. And they were like, okay, we can't say no. Look at how much fun we're having as a family. And I was like, if I had to drive through a car wash with my windows rolled down to destroy my vehicle that I paid a lot of money for, I would never forgive myself or my
family. Your kids.
Yes.
So for some people, the car wash might be a nightmare option, is what you're saying.
Yeah, look at what had just happened. A guy, Paper City Gamer Jeff, just paid us $10. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
It just turned yellow.
Loves the podcast.
You saved that, for Rob and I's fancy lunch together.
Oh, that's what you guys have been doing. You guys have been Paper City or Gamer Jeff. I said it mostly right. I had never seen that before.
Yeah.
That was cool. Thank you for your generosity. Yes.
And let me give some more praise to NewsAF from Julie Lewis, who posted, do you guys realize that you all bring laughter and joy into our lives every week and are extremely beneficial to a lot of our well-being? Seriously, an hour of silliness may not seem like a big deal to you guys, like it's not making a difference, but for me, it is. Thanks for the laughs.
A lot of pressure now.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's so nice.
Do our best.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That and also, nice. $9.99 was a good number that's divisible by three. So that's
$3.33 each.
For everybody. Okay.
What are you going to buy?
Maybe.
Does YouTube take a cut, though?
Yeah. How much? $3. How much is a flat cat?
Oh, I'm going to guess the flat cat's around $30.
Okay. I bet
but you're working towards that goal.
Yeah.
You think it's more than $30?
Yeah, definitely.
It did not look that great.
Yeah, it's not for sale. I think that they showed that it could be made, but it's not a consumer product. All right. Danny, do you have a bolt hole for us?
I do.
All right. Let's go visit Danny's bolt hole. Okay. Here we go. Let's visit the bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Did either of you guys rollerblade in like junior high or anything?
No.
I think one time I put a pair of rollerblades on, but I don't think it went well.
I was a hardcore rollerblader.
Oh, I believe it, dude.
Oh, dude.
You were probably sick trits.
Yeah, we sick built trits. Jumps. We rollerbladed all over town. I've got a picture somewhere I can find it of me doing a sweet trick going off a jump with rollerblades. But the problem with rollerblades is that you didn't get any respect. Like, it didn't matter how cool you were.
Why not?
Nobody, I don't know. People just, years later, I was riding my bike in spandex just on the road, and someone, a car of girls pulled up alongside me and laughing asked me where my rollerblades were. And I'm like, wow, you know, like even today, anti-rollerblade behavior is out
still
there and it's prevalent.
Yeah. If anybody ever on my social media ever says something disparaging about
rollerblades
or alludes to it, I report
defend
them.
Defend me.
V-rad, Danny.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I loved rollerblading. I was not ashamed of it. All the, like, you know, every road rash with pride, wore it with pride. But it seems like some places are taking rollerblading to the next level. And in Pakistan, they've rolled out Yes. A branch of the police force that are rollerbladers. So armed awesome. Rollerbladers. And I thought, oh my gosh, finally, maybe rollerblading will finally get the respect it deserves because they're carrying guns. But at the same time, you're super vulnerable as a rollerblader. So it doesn't seem like the best thing. You might be able to chase people down faster. But you've got rollerblades on your feet.
You can't corner, and all they have to do is turn around and push you down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Tyson, what about those sneakers that had the wheels in them?
Wheelies? Those are great.
Oh, wheelies.
Yeah. I've seen so many people. No, I've seen so many people eat it so hard in those. Rollerblades are also bad news for a cop, dude. I would not, especially in Pakistan. I can't imagine.
Karachi, right? Of all the places,
I can't imagine one of the officers on rollerblades is sort of like sometimes there's like one police officer that's like,
are they off road rollerblades?
They've got a team
rollerblades, because all you'd have to do is step on the grass.
No, I'm looking at a picture of them firing at the firing range. Which, by the way, think about that. Every time you fire, you're being pushed a little bit.
Oh yeah.
So you think that to gain speed, they fire their guns behind?
So that's their propulsion system is
Oh, you think that they use it to go faster?
But I encourage you guys to watch this training video. It's amazing. I just don't think it? I want them to be getting respect, but I don't think they're going to be. And like Tyson said, you push a rollerblader down, it's hard to get back up. That's one of the things I
but also just stepping on the grass and all of a sudden you've eluded them.
Yeah, excellent point. Although I think Karachi is probably mostly concrete. You know, it's a pretty big city. Okay. But you're right. Just go across one lawn and you've thwarted the rollerblade police. I just found this fascinating. It's so, like, the rollerblading was cool in the 90s, and all of a sudden Pakistan's picking it up. I don't know if this is a response to, like, Dubai doing Lamborghinis. And they're like, dude, Dubai has Lamborghini police. What can we do?
Let us be known. Let us be known.
Rollerblade.
The rollerblade police. I think that, and they maybe have already thought this, and I don't want to expose their plans at all. Rollerblades with a jetpack on the back to fly over anything you can't rollerblade on.
Yeah, because then when you come in on the, like, the jetpack, like, it's almost like that, you know, the plane coming in. Like,
yeah,
like,
exactly. Like, you get it.
The landing is the hardest part with the jetpack. And then you come in fast, and then you got to, like, okay, sir, turn around.
That is.
And then, like, Mando has to figure this out a lot. But if you could come in on rollerblades, you could just, like, hit the ground running.
Yep.
Jetpacks and rollerblades, I mean, they would lose the entire unit to injury or death within a month. I mean, that's just a terrible combination. But Rob, that is a great idea. Or Tyson, a jetpack police, I think they've been experimenting with
rollerblades.
Absent the rollerblades. So anyway, just watch out.
If I'm going to be the benevolent leader of the free world, I'm going to demand that our law enforcement is equipped with both rollerblades and jetpacks.
Or at the very least, your own personal bodyguard, jetpack rollerblading bodyguards. Unstoppable.
Yeah. All right. Danny, anything else in the bolt hole this week?
No. You know, it was kind of a lame news week. Yeah. That was one. I did the AI job interview. I saw that one yesterday, but
I liked it.
That,
okay. Well, this was great. Good. We got to hear from the listeners.
Yeah. Very fun. Do we have one more question?
Yes. Let me see. Let me go back to close the question trailer. We could take a question from the chat audience also. If people have one. Tyson, that, you know, it's been a minute since we've done any reviews from iTunes. How about a segment called fictional reviews from iTunes?
Oh, so we made it up ourselves?
Yeah.
So I just make up an interview.
Or a review, yeah.
I make up a review. Mm-hmm. This one is from the Boston Dynamics dog. Yes. And it says, your podcast is number one, A+. No other podcast should be listened to except for this one on repeat. Please download and listen over and over and over again until the next release. Love you guys so much. Your podcast is A+, Boston.
Yes.
Well, Tyson, you know how you were making a book for dogs? Mm-hmm. This is a podcast for robot dogs without any translation needed.
By the way, I've been talking to one of our listeners, Eddie, on Clubhouse, and he says that he listens to every episode of News AF four times. Yes, yeah, so here he is. That Edward on YouTube. I know him as Eddie. He says he listens to every episode four times.
Wow.
That's a lot of times.
That is praise. That's putting out some good. I watch every episode of Arrested Development.
He's laughing so much. He's listened to it four times. Yeah.
That's enough to get back to Tuesday again.
Yeah.
If you listen to it, you know, every day and a half.
Space it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And also listen that makes up for three other people who are not listening to the show.
That's true. That. Yeah. So him by himself is like four listeners. And if everybody did that, our numbers would be exponential and
Eddie
we would grow.
He's our listener. Yeah. Eddie, please just make sure that every time you delete the podcast and then re-download it. Don't just say the same one you already downloaded. We don't get any credit for that.
That counts. Or open four separate accounts.
Yes. Okay. All right. This is a question from Ellen, who says, I've asked this before, but could you please get a segment where Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is discussed? I think the combination of Tyson and Danny living in Utah for most of their lives and all three of you predictably finding the show outrageous would be hilarious.
I already watched some with my mom and it was quite outrageous, but I could not carry on. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Danny, do you watch it?
No, I don't even know where to watch it, but I feel
on
like
TV.
He doesn't have a TV.
I don't have a TV.
On a computer.
Okay, what channel? What streaming service?
The WB. Oh, Bravo.
Is that free? Is that a free service?
Probably you can find it for free.
No.
Yeah, they're not free. Oh, by the way.
Do you have Hulu? It's probably on Hulu.
I have a Hulu account from somebody else that hopefully they haven't changed the password.
That'll still work.
Yeah,
it's hard to believe I'm a grown up sometimes when I look at the way I like choose to do things. Like, what grown up is still using someone else's Hulu account?
Is stealing, effectively stealing a Hulu account. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't steal a candy bar, but you would jump onto someone's Hulu account to enjoy entertainment.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man. Wow.
All right.
And I don't give out passwords to anybody for any of that stuff because
nor
it's
should
like,
you.
I just don't. Yeah, I don't.
I'll delete all that. Right, probably right after this.
Yeah,
right after you watch the entire season of Real Housewives.
I am going to watch an episode now that Rob brought it up.
Okay, that'd be great. All right, Danny, what do you have coming up?
Just working on videos. Got mediocre amateur video coming up. Trying to get out to adventure. Weather cooperating. Trying not to get myself grievously injured or anything. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you can only do so much, you know?
Yeah, really. I read this book on survival in the mountains, and it really made me not want to go out into the mountains anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just rolling the dice every time.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to get out there for the fans.
Mm-hmm. Thomas in the chat says that he only waits for a purge day of once a year to use a stolen Hulu password. That's the only day he's willing to break that law. So
I love the discipline.
That's very benevolent of you.
Yes. And Tyson, what do you have coming up?
I mean, same old, same old. Got some pickleball coming up. I'm very excited to hit the courts. It's one of those things that I just get excited about every time I have something scheduled. And spring break is next week. I'll probably take my family somewhere to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone's spring break that we know is after that. So we have like a flood of people coming in to town throughout the entirety of March. Mm-hmm. But they're not coming in my house until we get a rapid test for them.
Okay.
And then they have to wear masks the entire time in my house and gloves.
Yes. Okay. That are they coming to do tourist stuff in
party?
Coming to visit you.
They're coming to visit us and enjoy the nice weather.
Okay, oh, that's nice. Everybody's trying to get away from the cold. My wife says to me, we should go somewhere. I'm like, where do you want to go? Like, what is there?
Grand Canyon. Isn't that like default?
Yeah. She's like, we should go. We should do something.
It's like, there's nothing.
I think we're going to go to San Diego, but I didn't want to give my whereabouts because I didn't want the throngs of fans to show up.
Maybe my wife would like the Oculus Rift. I feel like that she needs to feel like she's doing.
Do you have one?
No. But I
can just get the Google VR. That one's super cheap.
Virtual reality. I'm going to see if I can talk her into that. Like, honey, like, you know how you keep saying that you've been in the house for a year and you're tired of just not going anywhere and not doing something. Well, I have something for
you. Dude, it's like, this is what you do. You put that on her and then you do four-dimensional like Soar in California at Adventure where you spritz like orange spray in her nose.
Like, my wife is like really into like the Oculus Rift. Is it the headset on?
Dude, that'd be so
paddle
good.
Paddle time with the thing.
Yeah, getting virtual paddle time. Yeah, some virtual paddle
time. The thing is, we're all going to know where Tyson is because that paddle's going to tell us. So
true.
You can't hide. You can't hide from it.
Oh, man, no matter how I try.
2 a.m. paddle sessions.
Yeah.
San Diego. I know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
At the pickleball courts.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Sometimes.
Well, great fun here on News AF. We'll be back again next Tuesday for more News AF. Of course, you could join us in our Facebook group, Group AF. Got a lot going on the Rob as a podcast. Tomorrow night, I'll be talking about the 32nd best season of Survivor, Survivor Ghost Island.
This list is huge. It's like you're making no progress. We talk about it every week.
No, Danny.
You are.
Incorrect.
It's ridiculous.
I'm 20% of the way there.
Oh, how many seasons are there?
40 seasons of Survivor. I have watched 8 of them in 2021. I will watch the
ninth
season of the year.
Do you ever get sick of watching TV?
I don't get sick of watching shows, but I do. There are many things that I am not doing that I have a lot of anxiety that I am not getting done.
Such as paying bills.
I think that's pretty common.
Bills, but any sort of like,
not draining your hot water heater.
Yeah, cleaning. I mean, I frankly, if your neighbor wanted to just come in and just start picking up laundry around here and folding it, that I would be fine.
You wouldn't be at all like put off or shocked. Like,
I'm gonna see if I can get in touch with her somehow and send her your way.
Yeah,
just make sure to always leave your door unlocked because you never know when she's gonna show up,
when she's gonna pop in. So,
and she's definitely mixing the dirty with the clean.
There's no way
everybody's clothes, like how Danny, she intermingled mine and Danny's clothes, which felt like a pretty strong violation.
We
and
threw away all that, the clothes that had been
we threw away everything. We just were like, it's out. So
so we got that. Big Brother Canada is going to premiere on Wednesday night. We'll have live coverage after the first episode and after every episode. And the live feed updates are going to be back. So it's all happening.
Man, you're so busy. You're the hardest working man in podcasting.
To be fair, Taryn is going to be very busy with Big Brother Canada. I'm going to host one night a week of Big Brother Canada coverage. I will anchor.
But you're like, he's like an extension of you. So
an appendage.
An appendage, insulting to Taryn. Taryn,
I would think so.
He is his entity. Own artificial intelligence that is put on this earth to discuss, you know, all things Big Brother and more.
Is he associated with Taryn Bot?
I think that there are many Twitter accounts that parody, but he is as associated with them as you are associated with like the Fat Tyson Apostle Twitter account.
Okay, so hardly.
based off of, but not you. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Good.
This was so much fun. We'll be back next week with more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.